The U.S. Senate yesterday approved legislation reauthorizing the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom, which had been threatened with shuttering. The commission will continue functioning pending expected approval of the Senate-modified bill in the U.S. House of Representatives, which had passed its own reauthorization in September. The chairman of the Committee on International Justice and Peace of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, Bishop Richard Pates of Des Moines, Iowa, spoke with us about the importance of religious freedom for the bishops, both at home and abroad, in the context of the news of the refunding of the commission.
We're very happy that this Religious Freedom Act seems to be reauthorized. And the church stands strongly behind it, and I think it's a great service that is rendered not only internally here in terms of relationships with other nations and vis-a-vis the United States, but all that it provides from a world perspective, international perspective, and really holding up this human right and making sure that it's enjoyed universally. So we're continue to work on that.
The bishops are and have been for many years and decades, from the very beginning of the Catholic presence in America, concerned with religious liberty. I'm thinking also of some of the great contributions that Catholics have made to developing the U.S., the American understanding of what religious liberty is. And this is something that as a people, the American people right now are publicly rethinking. What are the bishops bringing to this conversation?
What we're bringing to it is just the fact that it is an essential human right, that it also, you know, involves the application of our own conscience, the exercise of our conscience in a fashion that really is objective. And so at a certain point, you know, I think that we have detected that perhaps some of the government application of legislation, particularly in healthcare, does not really allow for religious freedom, the expression of our conscience, et cetera, and at least in the proposal stage. And so that's why we feel very strongly that not only does religious freedom include worship, freedom of worship, but also the opportunity to carry out that religious experience in our world that we live in. Because of the fact that we consider it to be a human right, we have the opportunity, because of the presence of our State Department throughout the world, also to monitor on a more international basis. So we have a twofold kind of application of it, but we want to make sure that it's, because it is so central to whom we are and so central to our fact is a human right, as Pope Benedict indicated in the World Peace Message last year, that's really our focus and our work.
What would you say to someone who says, okay, well, yeah, your right to believe what you want to believe is yours, and your right to worship as you see fit is yours, but concretely, how do you respond to the person who follows that up by saying, when you step into the public square and get on a soapbox, let's say, you have to check that at the door?
We feel that we have every right in terms of our religious convictions, oftentimes, founded on the natural law, to express that and to be very much a part of the consideration debate. We can impose our religious views on others, but we can represent the morality of our views and have a voice in the public square. This is what really today we insist is considered a part of religious freedom. We are entitled as anybody else, especially because of the moral composition of so much legislation or so much public policy, that we feel we can express ours along with everybody else.
The issue of expression is an important one, but it's not the only one, because there are a great many corporal works of mercy that the church does. Its presence in society is enormous. And since the church very often goes about this very quietly, maybe it's something that people don't see. But some recent developments in the United States have made a lot of people who aren't known for being sort of, let's say, Chicken Little characters, very concerned about the ability of the church to carry out those works, and not just the corporal works of mercy, but also spiritual works of mercy. Now, this is going to be probably most properly dealt with by the Committee on Religious Liberty, but perhaps on a personal note, is this something about which you're concerned, and what do you think is the proper tone and the proper semantic in which we Catholics, both individually and as the church, need to address this topic?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. Institutionally, that we are very active in terms of our hospitals, healthcare, very active in terms of education. And I don't think the government is entitled, from the religious liberty perspective, to tell us that we have to operate in a way that goes against our conscience. And so I think it's say that that's the determination. I think one of the things about religious freedom, at least interpreted in the United States, is the government cannot tell us what our religion is. And that's what religious freedom is, that they cannot impose that. And in some of the legislation that is mandating abortion and abortion coverage, et cetera, and then getting to the point that this is essential to health care, is really, we really do not feel that that is indeed what it, when we talk about this legislation, a part of what it should be in terms of our own operation. So, you know, what we're really saying is incorporate what has been a longstanding tradition, the Hyde Amendment and all those sorts of things, that these should be continually be activated so that we can perform this service in accordance with our religious convictions in terms of our religious viewpoints and according to our conscience. So I think we're going to speak very directly to the issue and say that this is really a question of human rights and as applicable to the church, and to move forward with it. I think that once, as this is considered in the public square, of course, I think that we're sensing a great deal of sympathy from across the board, from people, you know, the public in general, when they understand what's at stake.